Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Pompey did such a phenomenal job, and Dan and I were in contact on this whole thing. And, you know, I mean, he's just saying, hey, you got a chance, and, you know, we're just going to keep putting it out there. And, I mean, he's one of the best. And when, you know, you have your case in the hands of a guy like Dan Pompey, you know, I mean, you feel like, you know, you got a chance. And I think when this centennial thing came up, you know, it was my best chance in a long time, and it just worked out.
Dan Pompey! Dan Pompey! With Mully and Haw on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We have Dan Pompey on our side, and he joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford! In Melrose Park. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Morning, Dan.
I'm wonderful, guys. I'm walking on sunshine today. I'm so happy to see Jim Colvert and Ed Sprinkle recognized by the Blue Ribbon Committee and become inductees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And obviously, it's an exciting time with what's going on right now in the playoffs. Got a couple great games coming up this week, and it's all good. Life is good.
Why now for both guys, Dan? Why do you think? What do you think put them over the top? Was it because of the special class that goes in this year, or was it just because, you know, it was time?
Well, you know, the timing is hard to say why it happens, David. I think part of it certainly is because we've got 10 senior inductees this year, which we've never had before. The most we've ever had in the past was two. And, you know, this is only the second time that Colvert has come up as a senior candidate. He was considered with a modern era class before now. At 25 years, he never even made it into the room to be discussed. And the same with Sprinkle. His entire 25 years as a modern era candidate, he never was discussed. So if you can't even talk about a guy, you've got no chance of getting him in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Once you get the opportunity to have the discussion and really scrutinize what he did, examine his career, and appreciate everything that he accomplished, you know, it becomes a little bit of a different story. I think eyes are opened, and, you know, it certainly is a better chance. I think, you know, in the case of Sprinkle, you know, you had some people on the committee who normally aren't involved in the Pro Football Hall of Fame selection process, and I think these guys really were able to look back at everything that he did in the 1940s and 50s and say, you know, yeah, this guy was really special. He jumps out in terms of his play, his tape, and his credentials.
Dan, you know, you've been doing this a long time, and you understand what works in the room and what doesn't work in the room. And I'm curious, is there any sort of, you know, is it like an attorney after a case where you sort of talk to the jury about what they liked and what they didn't like? Do you learn things as you get guys in?
Yeah, you know, it can be that way. You know, I think certainly sometimes there, you know, there is back and forth and there is debate and there are questions. You know, I think, you know, in both of these cases, though, I think the respect for what they accomplished and who they were was pretty much universal in the room. You know, I didn't sense anyone thinking that these guys were borderline or they weren't worthy. You know, I think it was across the board. The only question was, you know, are there other guys that maybe would rate ahead of them in the voters' minds? Because, you know, there's a lot of good candidates that we studied. There were so many with the seniors. You know, we got down to 20 semifinalists in the room. And, you know, every one of them could have been a Hall of Famer. And I think there are guys who didn't even make the cut to 20 who could be Hall of Famers. So, you know, it's hard to be a Pro Football Hall of Famer. You're talking about 1% of the people who play football make it in Canton. So, and it should be hard. And it's a great honor and an incredible accomplishment for the 15 who we voted in, and especially for Jim Covert and Ed Sprinkle.
Dan, I was also thrilled Duke Slater made it because obviously Chicago Cardinal, Chicago story. His, you know, had waited a long time. A lot of people in his corner had pushed him for so long, and then finally he gets through. What was the deciding factor there, and how would you describe that journey?
Well, again, I think this was the perfect format for Duke Slater to be inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know, I think for many years, probably early in the process, you know, there might have been people who kept him out because of the fact that he was African American, and you know, he really wasn't considered the same way that some other players were. But I think you know, we're obviously past that now, and you know, this committee really looked hard at the players who played in the 20s and 30s and 40s, you know, going all the way back. And he kind of stood out, I think, to a lot of people. I felt like, you know, he was kind of, to me, he was one of the sure things when we started the process, and nothing that ever happened changed my mind about it.
Dan, we discussed the idea of, you know, who's the next Bear? Will there be more Bears? I mean, obviously there will. They lead the league in Hall of Famers. Devin Hester is coming up fairly soon, and there seems to be a real argument about just return guys, generally speaking, about guys that take part in 12% of the plays. Now, I know Devin was made a wide receiver. That was more or less a method of paying him, trying to figure out how to pay him and what you do and how you use him if you're going to pay him as he deserves. But he impacted the game, and they changed rules, and I don't know that we're going to see the like of him again.
Yeah, I think he's got a strong case for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. However, the thing you have to realize with him, though, is that there's never been another player like him inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
There's never been a return specialist. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, very few guys have made it in as special teamers at all, you know, kickers, punters, anything. So, you know, he's an outlier, and he'd be a first. So, there's always, you know, I think maybe some hesitancy when you've got a guy who doesn't fit the mold of other guys who've been in before him. I'll give you an example. Steve Tasker is a guy who we've discussed time and time again, mm-hmm. and I think is a very, very strong candidate as a special teams guy. Now, he wasn't so much a returner as much as he was, you know, a guy who was a coverage guy and a blocker and a guy who just made a lot of plays and really impacted games. He was the best special teams player in terms of, you know, not being a returner in NFL history, I think. But he has not been able to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So I'm hoping that Hester will be viewed a little bit differently because of his role. You know, as a returner, you were able to really have a great impact on games. And I think, you know, that overcomes the fact that you don't touch the ball as a special teams guy, or you aren't on the field for as many plays as a special teams guy as an offensive player or a defensive player.
A few of his former teammates obviously up for discussion as well. Dan, we get a lot of texts and calls about Lance Briggs, Charles Tillman, Olin Krutz. It's difficult to know what order they will go in or what order they will be discussed, but obviously those are guys that they're going to be coming up a lot in your conversations and pitches probably in the next couple of years.
Yeah, well, they already have, you know, and you got to get them in the room first before anything happens. And, you know, that's the biggest hurdle right now because none of them has ever been in the room. You know, Jay Hilgenberg is another one, never been in the room. So, you know, it's not easy, like I said, to get in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But all those guys you mentioned, as well as Jay, have outstanding resumes, and I would love to have the opportunity to discuss them at some point.
When we talk about this class, obviously guys like Jimmy Johnson and Bill Cowher, we saw that happen on TV. That was very moving. You know, I was delighted to see George Young get in. I thought long overdue. It's an interesting group because there are guys, you know, Tags is part of this group. There are guys that were contributors and coaches, and it's not just players.
Yeah, absolutely. We had, we went through 8 coaches we considered and 10 contributors. Actually, you know, we considered many more than that, but we got down to that for the meeting. And again, we had some very, very strong guys. The coaches in particular, I think there's of the 8 that we discussed, you could make a case for all 8 of them, and you could make a case for some who weren't even on the semifinal list. And the reason is because they've been clumped in the past with the players, and it's very difficult to vote a coach into the Hall of Fame ahead of a player. So my hope moving forward, and I believe this will happen, is that they are going to have a special category for coaches that maybe, every other year or something you have one coach put in. Maybe you alternate it with a contributor every other year, because we've got a backlog there of really fine coaches who are Hall of Fame worthy, I think, who need to get in.
Yeah, I thought once Bill Cowher got in that Don Coryell and Tom Flores would get in. I thought those were going to be guys who would be on that list. How close were they, Dan? Can you say?
Well, I really don't know, to be honest with you, because I don't know how the results of the voting went. But I could tell you that, there was legitimate support for them. I mean, there was support for Mike Holmgren. There was support for Buddy Parker. There was support for Dick Vermeil, and I'm missing some off the top of my head. But and again, we didn't even get some of the guys. Dan Reeves is another guy there's a lot of support for. And we didn't even get some of the guys in the room like Mike Shanahan. I think a guy, to me, I was disappointed who didn't get in the room was Clark Shaughnessy. Mm-hmm. A guy who, not as a head coach mostly, but as an assistant coach. I mean, you talk about a guy who changed the game and left a footprint on the National Football League. I mean, his contributions were unbelievable. And
we'll never forget the way they thrilled the nation with the T formation.
There you go. And, he then became a defensive coach. He was an innovator on defense, came up with ways to combat shotgun offense. And he was just a great football mind. You know, in a way, a little parallel to Don Coryell in the fact that, Coryell was not a great winner as a coach, but he was an innovator who changed the game. And his philosophies remain important today, many years after Coryell was coaching.
Was Shaughnessy brought in from the University of Chicago?
I believe that's right. Now, or it might have been Stanford. He came and went a couple times.
Right, right.
But he came from – Hallis got him from college.
Yeah.
And then he brought him – he left and he came back again in the 50s and was the defensive coordinator for a while. And was an impact coach on that side of the ball as well.
Did a great job, Dan.
Yeah, yeah, and it was great to hear you thanked by Jimbo very sincerely. We did not even bring up your name.
We didn't even set him up.
And, yeah, usually we
have to kind of do that.
We bring up your name in a very horrible way.
He offered
to.
It. He offered.
Yeah, no,
those
it was great.
Praise,
it was really wonderful.
Well, that was very kind of him and very kind of you guys. But I have to tell you that. It wasn't about me. It was about his accomplishments and the fact that this was very much merited. And the same with Ed Sprinkle, two guys who were very deserving. And, all I did was read a couple stats. So it's all about them.
Dan, we'll let you go. Who's going to win this weekend? Who do you like in the two games?
Yeah, I think you got to go with the two favorites here again this weekend with it's hard to see the Packers performing well. And I think they'll perform better than they did the last time they played the 49ers, but whether or not it's going to be enough, well, that defense of San Francisco really looks outstanding, really clicking on all cylinders, probably coming to a peak at the best time. And then in the other game, I think, the magnificence of Patrick Mahomes probably is going to carry the day. Obviously it's a little bit of a concern for the Chiefs that they have not been very effective stopping the run, and they were not effective stopping the run the last time they played the Titans. So they're going to have to come up with a solution for that. and they're going to have to, you know, load up that box and do everything they can against Derrick Henry to make sure that Patrick Mahomes has a chance to win the football game in the fourth quarter. But I think they'll find a way to do that, and I think they'll end up in Miami in a couple weeks.
Great stuff, Dan. Thanks.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, my pleasure, guys. Thank you.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.